Do you feel like if you could just get more leads and more traffic coming into your business, everything would be amazing? This is something common that I hear among business owners. If they could just get more leads coming in, that would fix all of their problems. They would have the amount of clients coming in that they need and the amount of income. But let me be honest with you. More traffic is not always better. If you don't know what to do with those leads once they get there, they are not guaranteed to convert into paying clients. Getting that traffic is only half of the story. And if you aren't taking care of those leads properly once they reach out to you, then you might be missing out on potential clients and revenue. If you don't know me, my name is Kayla Droog, and I teach service providers like you to set up simple systems in your business to save you time and simplify your daily operations. So, I know it's hard to imagine a situation where getting more leads could be a bad thing, but let's think about it this way. More is not always better. This is a quality over quantity situation. Getting more leads coming into your business does not guarantee that they are good leads, that they are a good fit for you and your services. And if you get a sudden influx of traffic all at once and you don't have the systems and processes in place to deal with it, that's just going to create more chaos and more stress and headaches for you. So, what can we do to prevent that? If you already have leads and potential clients who are falling through the cracks, adding more people on is not going to make a difference. So here are some ways you can tell if you might have a conversion problem rather than a traffic problem. If you are slow getting back to people, you get back to them very inconsistently. Sometimes it's within the same hour and sometimes it takes you a week. Or if you are not responding and following up with people at all, it might be a conversion issue. If you do not have consistent ways that you are staying top of mind with your audience and with people that you are talking to about potentially becoming clients, then you might need to put some work in creating a system and beefing up your nurture process in your business. Or another common thing that I see is that you have leads coming in, but they're not converting because they don't know what to do next. If it's not clear to them exactly what they need to do to move forward with you, most of them aren't going to. Think about it this way. If you have a leaky bucket, it does no good to keep pouring water in there, because it's just going to keep all spilling out. So instead of adding more traffic and more leads to the situation, we need to fix your leaks first. The good news is, in most situations, this is something that's fixable and it's not an overwhelming amount of work. If you feel like you've been doing everything right in your business, but you still aren't seeing the kind of conversions and new clients that you're hoping for, it may not be an issue with your marketing. It might be an issue with your follow-ups. So the first thing to ask yourself is, do I have a follow-up process at all? If you don't have a set procedure in place for how you manage leads coming into your business and then what you do next and how you keep in touch with them and keep that conversation going, then that's an excellent place to start. Here are some quick steps that you can implement today to start to get this process moving in your business. So the first thing I invite you to do is to pick one recent lead who has dropped off in their communication with you and just send a quick follow-up to them. This is not a salesy email. This is a reconnecting and restarting the conversation email. The next thing I invite you to do is to set a recurring reminder on your calendar once a month or once every couple of weeks to reconnect with and follow up with recent leads who have not moved forward as clients. Even just this little step of building following up into your routine can make a big difference. And then the final thing that I suggest is sometime in the next week, mention the current offer that you're promoting or how many spots you have available on social media. If you are not regularly telling people about the ways that they can work with you and what's available, then you are missing out on a way to nurture potential leads. If following up with leads and potential clients is challenging for you because it feels icky, it doesn't feel natural, it feels salesy or spammy, you're not alone. And I have created a brand new resource for you. It's a mini video series. It's just 3 days, and it is called Follow-Ups That Feel Good. During this series, we go over more reasons why your leads might be ghosting you and ways that you can follow up that actually feel good, or at least less icky, and more ways that you can build follow-up into the regular business activities you're already doing so that it does not become a second job for you. So if that sounds like something you need, check out the description of this video and you can sign up for this video series today. So I hope that I have helped you identify whether you have a marketing problem or a conversion problem and some ways that you can tackle the situation. If you have any questions, let me know down in the comments. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And if you know someone who would benefit from this video, please share it with them. I will see you soon.